yebeda onyankopon ase ewo e anopai.
We thank the Lord for this morning.
E kwama odi ama yen ama eye bosumi e etosu edu kwesi e de twato me no emie no yansi yahunu edai.
That by his grace we've seen the end of October.
Yani bebre ena e share eye afi ase.
There are we began the year with, but some of them are not with us.
Menu emi enu ehunu aye hunu no enye ya ho ofe ana se yesika ana ya ho den ana ya adwene nemu mu eye onyankopon adom.
We've not lived up to today because of our strength or because of our wealth, but it's because of the grace of God.
Enti eja se mo ma ye di ahrusie o yakoma mu na ye ma ye ene gie o kwama onyankopon ede ama ye.
We need to rejoice in our hearts and be happy for the opportunity the Lord has given us.
Meda eye onyankopon ase ene eye mpanimfo nso ase ekwama om de ama me se ene mene mo enche eye afutio.
I thank God and the elders for the opportunity given me to share the word of God with you.
Said ye na ye nim no eye bosumi a etosu edu asempo a ye de se ene so e wo brofo kase mu o se one another anase mone mo ho mo ho.
As we all know, this month the theme for our sermons is one another.
Na enuanu mo a edi manim kan no abeka bebre e de atreyan e fa eyesa theme yi eho.
And some others who have preceded me have told us many things about this theme.
Many age eyesa theme no ho osan se ekọ e de ma eyeye nyina se yete eye onyankopon asafo mu.
I believe this theme is very relevant for us because we are all on our journey to the Lord. And you can relate this to 11 players on the football pitch.
You
have players in the different compartments of the game, the goalkeeper, the defenders, the midfielders, and the
attackers. They need each other. They depend on one another, they take inspiration from one another, and they owe one another.
Now, if you
say goalkeeper no edemu ye, as a ball no air by and so I wet miache no na anko pole no emo.
The goalkeeper is supposed to protect the post so that goals will not.
If you say defenders no so a ball home or day, as attackers no from the opposing side no air bar.
The duty of the defenders is to stop the attackers from scoring a goal.
The same thing that come out a midfielders and a attacking line and so.
The midfielders and the attacking lines are also supposed to work very hard for
now
the team to win.
We say one another. A B N C South Africa. A break Ghana Black Star yenya penalty. Ah na in Kichase. Ye nya no bo ekoko tumu. Na essence of boy ya or shiny entino.
And if you remember in 2010 at the World Cup when Ghana had an opportunity to progress to the semifinals and we lost the penalty, it affected the players and all of us.
And he said that
relates to us. As children of one God, we need to come together and help one another.
And the topics are hodo are a year and penny for a share and no they didn't kind of or say a love one another. Yenia a Martin and a Casa Efa and no encourage one another. Yenia a Gerald and a Casa Fa and no bear one another's burden. Yen Elder Darko and a Casa Fa and no accept one another. A Yenia Emmanuel and a Casa Fa and no and ne men so the Ashama no say. Pray for one another.
Today, what I'm going to talk about is pray for one another.
And to say pray for one another, you know, ejinaso po anasa Bible ejinaso a yade ejina eyesa pray for one another no eye Yakubu enguma no eti enum chichemu a eye
The key text for this morning's sermon is James chapter 5, verse 16.
Mama yan tia boase na yan kenkan ansana ya toa eye yan afutuo no so James eye eti enum chichemu a eye edunsia.
Let us read from James chapter 5 verse 16.
Ose mon keka mon enfom so enchrechre moho
says confess your transgressions to one another
na mummo eye empaye ma moho
and pray for one another that you may be healed.
Onipa trene adisre emu a eden no etumiye ade ebebre.
The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
So there
are about three departments or three sections of this
passage.
First part is to confess our sins to one
another. The
second one is for us to pray for one
another. And the third part
says that the effective prayer of a righteous man avails much or can do a lot of
things.
Let us take note of these three sections of the passage because our sermon is going to depend on
this.
When man sinned in the garden, God punished man.
Na nina and say, Onyanko pon a shell on emrebi, na emrani a omo a shell ono, o bano, emma o wo ebe dadano, awo edin trono emo, emma o ye de Onyanko pon a casemo omo enye.
God gave instructions to them in the garden, and the serpent deceived the woman, and so the man and the woman did what was wrong before God.
So when
they sinned against God, he punished
them.
And we can read this from Genesis chapter 3, verses 16 to 19.
Ma jampo eye onyankopon aso twea ode ma eye owo no otwe owo no so aso e ka kire de se o san se waye de waye enti no ye twe waso ne ye dome ewo emoa eduma enyina mu na wo do ye funu e na ebe enante e na mfuturo mu e na ubedidie na uti e na onipa ana oba e de eye aba ebebo.
God pronounced curses on the serpent, but I'm not going to focus on that. I'm going to focus on the curses on man.
Verse
16.
Do ena mema wo yao emu e wo nyinse emu abre adosun.
To the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and in your conception.
Yaumu ena oba wo eye emma.
In pain you shall bring forth children.
Na wani ebe jina eye wukunu.
Your desire shall be for your husband.
Na wukunu ebe di eye woso.
And he will rule over you.
Na Adam de okachire no se.
Then to Adam he said,
Esan se watie eye wo yire ene.
Because you have heeded the voice of your wife.
And I've
eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not
to.
Because of you, this earth has been
cursed.
In toil you shall eat
on this earth
throughout your life.
And the hunu niye se sa eye asuchi. The hunu niye se sa eye enumi no. A onyango pon edema Adam. Ene eya ne yire hawa ewo edin tomu no etoa so edi eya enipa enyina echi.
And it is evident that this curse and this punishment that God gave Adam and Eve has actually followed man up to now.
Enti se ohwe ewo eya Job eti aye enum ni chichemu a eya enson Job hua eti aye edunan chichemu aye ba kuno a ose oba onipa a oba awo no no ne nkwa na eye kakra bi eye ohaw enkuto.
So in both Job chapter 5 verse 7 and Job 14 verse 1, he says that a man who is born of a woman has a very short lifespan on this earth, and it is full of trouble.
It sounds like onyankopon aye den edin kan atwen eye enipa aso.
Why is it that? Because God has already cursed man, and that curse follows
our generation.
In their journey from Egypt to Canaan, the Israelites went through a lot of challenges and troubles. So spiritually, we are also on a pilgrimage, just like the Israelites were on a pilgrimage from Egypt to Canaan.
Exodus. Moses,
in Exodus chapter 14, we learn of some of the troubles that the Israelites had to go through on the
wilderness.
And one of the big challenges that they faced was when water became so scarce for them. It teaches us that in our journey and in our worship to God, we also going to face troubles.
And no, and a Yakubu, and woman, air catcher, and say, Mumma Yanka, ye yao, ye how, ye money, any young form so,
and
try ya ho ya ho.
And that is why the book of James is saying that we are supposed to confess these troubles and our sins to one another.
Nasi ya catcher, ya ho ya ho, Mumma ya mo, and paye, and my ya ho ya ho.
And once we confess to one another, we need to go ahead and pray for one another.
O san say, or trini ni, nim paye.
And we need to pray for one another, because the fervent prayer of a righteous man can do a lot of things.
Last 2 weeks, I was in Takrade.
2 weeks ago, I was in Takrade.
Now, me kasa ewo eya Takrade. Eho no mo na obabi ebisa asembi. Asa asem no a oba no ebisa ye no. Enyina ene se Christo die oba ye no. Na akwa akwa de se baby, you're warning you now, no? Hey, to say, I'm sorry, dying, I won't move, Sabre. Honomo, hey, to say, Unyankupon. While Matna, I am Makola, Elhuno, or Yawa, Yanko, Mu, Wanko, Ankankankunya, and Ma, Aman, and Mano, if you say, then Ope, Jumama, or Bano, nay, I say, for Bravo Bra, Christo, Uncle Sanya, Mani, and Yina, Emo.
2 weeks ago, I was preaching in Takrade, and one of our sisters asked a question. They said that, look, Jesus Christ didn't encounter the kind of troubles that we find ourselves in. He was always in the vicinity of the temple, and everything is smooth and nice over there.
Now, me catch that and say, the Christo affirm no, saying kaya menenoa, and kaya intimiye jinano bakupe empo.
And I told her that what Christ went through, none of us would be able to stand it for even a minute.
And the Christo eba sa si su se eye onipa oba efa onipa tebia eto no so. Na sa eye no me a onyankopon e de ma enipa e wo edin trom no e sa se Christo ba asasi so no yan spare no.
Christ took the form of man and came as man, and because that curse from the Garden of Eden was on man, he was not spared those curses.
Entimum ye ntu America na ye mie eye ya twa kronkron no enko Matthew asempa eti aye adionu ensia wo me antu ebo ase.
Let's look at Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 to 44, and consider what Christ went through.
O say na Yesu e kan extra won say moma omudru eye gasamani no o ka kire won asuafo no say montena ha na mereko no hwa akobo empire.
And when they got to Gethsemane, Jesus Christ told the disciples to stay here, and he was going ahead to go and pray.
Eduasan eye enso no na ofa Petro ene eye Sabedio ema emienu eno eka ne ho.
And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he
na ne wre echa ase se ehwo na ne ho ejira no,
and began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed.
Ena okachre eye won se
And he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me.
And
he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed to the Lord, saying, our Lord was filled with sorrow. And he was greatly distressed.
But
despite being sorrowful and being distressed, he still went ahead and he knelt and he prayed. So if we are faced with troubles, if we are faced with challenges because of the curses that are on us, let us pray. Matthew chapter 26, verses 39.
Oh, nimpa your boy in here. Oh, Major, a beye a ye are, and come a crew way and come home, uncle.
And he prays, saying, oh, my father, it is if it is possible, let this cup pass from me.
Now, so, and yes, said, dear me, I am a panel.
But not my will, but your will. And when we pray to the Lord, let us give the Lord the chance to do his will.
We're talking
about Christ. He came in the form of man and he went through the same troubles that we go through, even more. And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping.
Now, catcher Petro said, went to me and went down here about empo.
And he told Peter, what? Couldn't you wait or watch for even 1 hour?
Mon na mo aye empire.
Watch and pray.
Na mo anko aye esohemu.
That you will not get into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body or the flesh is weak. And verse 42, it says that he went further for the second time to pray.
And the same empire,
and he prayed the same prayer that, Father, it's not my will. If it is your will that I take this cup, let your will be done. The second time he came and realized that his disciples were sleeping. Master went further again in prayer.
Our
master was in trouble. He was greatly distressed. Things were not going on well. But he did not give up. He prayed and prayed and prayed.
And the monso ah mutiye me anopai ane me ah me kasa di onyango pon e kachre yeng awo yakubu angoman etie num di chiche mu aye dunsi ane yina ane se so how be awo yenswa muma yeng ka enchre yahu na ya kachre yahu yahu a muma yemo mpaye.
So what James is telling us that if we are faced with trouble, let us confess to one another and let us go ahead to pray for one another.
Na sa okin ka efiso for angoma etie aye.
Ephesians chapter 6, 12 says that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities in the heavenly realm.
You be some father questions be brave. Now questions no, let me stop. Questions no koko pie ya se sa isumwe tumfue wasem and then I'm in father near change.
I was very argumentative when I was young, and so I used to ask my father a lot of questions. And I asked him so many questions, even though I was very little, about these principalities that Ephesians is talking about.
Nanny or catch him in the say me pa Kumasi so de ye ofufuo pa yetimi ofufuo ejuada ebnada ukuada yawada efiada memenda kwesi ada nko anye ngofufuo.
And he said that, look, in Kumasi we like fufu, we pan fufu almost every day of the week.
Mbe ware mfantini entina na se mini fufu.
I don't eat fufu that much because I married a fanti.
Na ne okachira me an se say ye wo e fufu no wi a yemfa nsio engu eye waduro no emu yemfa nsio ma ade enche se me kwa anopa no ma me mfa bibia anya den enkamani na me nsa nsio no be me mfa hokro manim sa esum atumfo no me hu ehu ehu bia o.
And my father said that if I want to see these principalities in the heavenly realm, after pounding fufu, I should just put the water in the mortar to wait for a day to come. I should just take part of the water from the surface and wash my face. And immediately I wash my face, I will see all the principalities the Bible is talking about.
Now, ono oye ebra na usano, nam kaya so waye dia, naso okandi ame fansa.
And my father told me that he did it when he was little. So I said that, well, if you did it and you really found the principality, that is fine. I will not do it.
Because
according to my father, when he did it, he saw people who were walking with their heads. And he saw so many nightmarish things that you wouldn't love to see. And we are living with such people in this
time.
Maybe some are with us, within us, but with our eyes, we can't see them.
And so how about
Christ is teaching us that when we are befallen with trouble and with challenges, we do not give up, but we have to pray.
Fortunately,
some of us do not know how to handle some of these challenges that befall us.
So, niye yankasa ye yusu ya ho odin ene anyansa e kon sa ade no.
Sometimes when we are faced with challenges, we want to take it all on ourselves and use our own strength and our abilities to resolve them.
Ye re fi say ye ka say self medication e ye dangerous.
And we sometimes forget that when we try to self medicate, it is dangerous.
Enti anopa ye hunu ni years every Christ or say so however to ye amane beto ye wo ma ye amfa en hye ye ho so.
So one of the things we need to do to handle challenges is that we need to confess and to tell one another. Some of us to give up so quickly when we are faced with challenges and we quit the church.
And yet, so we be free as a free mo. Catch that, Yawunia. Now, Nunia, and Mompire. O San said, or Trini, ni, Empire, and now this reno, it's me, and Yamabibri.
James is teaching us that it's not good for us to quit the church. Rather, we need to tell or confess our challenges to one another and let us pray, because the effective prayer of a righteous man can avail much.
Now, Obinsu, or Hodmoa, so Hanaba Tonua, once we're Gania for us a free mo.
And there are some of them, some of us too, we run to one of these so-called men of God.
The prophet of the nation prophet.
And some of us also decide to go to the nation's prophet. To Malam. All these things are nothing because I have experienced malams. I have experience with malams.
Malam no kan be brei the malam ye nyina nanso
the malam told us so many things. We obeyed, give us, but we didn't get any result.
Video, a movie,
I was watching a movie recently.
Now, a movie, dear, and so at times, it I see.
Yes, it is a movie, but it's something that happens.
Now,
a couple who had been married for 3 years and had no children.
Ain't not all young Kobe? Say, Bible say, Mon Kanchra Mohomoho. No, no, the end, not the young Kunu, we are say, no, who catch there, a young Kunu say, the SCNU, or pay a war, a year, or my worry. 3 years, a war no emma, ne in Kuma four, a year, any a year, and Yanum no, a Tabono, a Tabono, a Tabono, or Ha Hai, or Tete, Entino.
So this sister was so distressed because her sisters-in-laws were mocking her, her friends were mocking her. So she went to a friend of hers so that she would advise her.
And the honor young kun catch and say, ah, minimum sofu be or sofu bin soja. Young call na minko and confound and treno.
Unfortunately, this friend that she spoke to is not a Christian. And so she advised her that, well, I know some so-called prophet. Let us go to this prophet and he's going to help you.
Enti omu koi, omu simu koi. Enti okoye na okachere ni se. Ni problem ni o. Oni ni kuna ware. Enfrinsha mi ensan. Awono emma. Osofu ni se. Ah! Wabba baby papa pa.
So they went to this so-called prophet and they told him their problem. Said, yes, you have come to the right place.
Se de mitaye no. Eye movie di ene. So at times yana etaye isi.
Yes, it is a movie, but it happens very often.
Osofu ni kachere ni se. Die obetimi aye niye. It sounds like I know she. Now, in French, I'm in San, I want a money in Tino. I know she. Obey my money in Tafo.
So, this so called prophet said that, well, I know it's a big, big issue. You've been married for 3 years, you don't have a child. So, I'll give you twins.
Now, San of a money in Tafo, no, this was Sano.
But she would have to castrate her.
Yes, also Sano. I feel like, hey.
And then this lady was a bit surprised.
I'm
a married woman and you can't do that to me. So just give me the device and let me do it myself. And this so-called pastor said that unless I do it yourself, you're not going to get it.
And she said
that, no, I can't stand this. So she went to complain to her friend that you've taken me to a very bad
place. Said,
but he has dealt well with you. He's not even requested to sleep with you. Just go and let him castrate you. Just go. I can't tell you everything to the end of the movie. When we close, you can come to me. I'll tell you what happened.
So how no baba tono? So many no baba tono. Bon say, why you so overwhelmed? Na obese o kon num edro eku eye ne ho efre ati asefo asasi so.
Some of us also allow challenges to overwhelm us so much that we become so stressed, distress, and we want to commit suicide.
Minya odofo a wutie me Yakubu nwoma na enum nchichemu dun sia ne se samane bi ba beto yen so ha bi ba beto yen a moma yen ka enkyre yeho na ye mompa ye emema yeho.
We need to talk to one another and confess our sins to one another and pray for one another.
O san se eno ene eye ekwan a Onyankopon ono ankasa ne doba no oba asase so no ofae mu,
because that is the path that the Lord, our Savior, the Son of God, went through.
So
taking it upon ourselves and going to other so-called prophets and malams are not the real solution. The solution is for us to pray.
Solution, and your master no edit chair and say, so how no baba toyen, samani no baba toyen ya. Moma yang kwe yanko to join him, nyanfanko on yanko ponchain, awa aye empire bomu.
Solution is what the master taught us when he was on earth. When we are faced with challenges, let us pray to the Lord.
Sada me kaya no, awa yakubu ngumano, awa enkrabata aye miensa, de din kain osika, aye wo hao no, etre aye moho. De atosumienu, osinse, utia,
So just as we learned, there are three sections in James chapter 5 verse 16. The first part is for us to confess to one another. The second is for us to pray for one another. And the third is that the effective prayer of a righteous man avails much.
Yehunu ese ebre a ohene aye friends Herod echi eye Yohane ninua James na oku no no ohunu ni ese Judafo no ani agye de waye no ho to tuamrika akoko chi eye Petro enso efri eye asafo no emu.
So we realize in James chapter 5 that when Herod had killed James, a lot of the Jews, a lot of the Hebrews were very happy with it. And so he was also emboldened to go and arrest Peter.
And your chi eye Petro no na omo wo afahye ebi. And the oya ni say o the Petro be call eye afiase. Na say o de ne call afiase na afahye no etwam a wa che Petro so na waku no.
So there was a festival and he decided that he would put Petro in prison, and after the festival he would kill or he would behead Peter just as he did.
A brain tea young king kind of woke up, but none at all was it. That king can ask my phone, you ma. A tea I a do a mienu, Nichichemu, a free a bark or a chrono. Now my bonnet tough, I'm a yenina.
Find time to read Acts chapter 12, verses 1 to 11 when you go home, but I'm going to summarize it.
Ain't he the cocoa by and say, Omo de a petro a quay fiasse, Omo de consonne a goo a yen in sa, a de a ye a branny match of war, a de h nan a home. Ede eye ba a eye den anu odin ede gu eye epunu nanu ni nyina ne se omo ewen eye petro na afahye na chi no omo akoche no no mo ekunu.
So they took Petro to a maximum security prison so that he would not be able to escape.
Na wey na ebre a ye de Petro ko to afiase no asafo munu nyina ehiaye ebo onyakopon paye ede sre eye ema Petro.
And when Peter was imprisoned, the whole church met and prayed for him.
Ejo ko so bompaye anopa bompaye awia bompaye anwumre bompaye anajo bompaye odesio mu.
They prayed in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, at night and at dawn.
Na sadie yakubu nguma na ema yeti ase no o se o trini ni empire bo etibi anyama bebre.
And because James says that the fervent prayer of a righteous man can avail much,
enti adie ebe chi amomo wie eye afahye no na petro ni na aben se o ko eye owuo mu no o wo eye efie ase honomo no o bofo o yakopon bofo ewura eye efie na se.
And a day before the festival will end and Peter would be killed, the Lord sent an angel to the prison.
Now, boy, I hear Peter. Now, better say, Peter, sorry.
And he tapped on Peter's shoulder and said, "That get up."
Now, Peter is sorry. No catch that he say for what I did. She, I feel concern. No, a good. I hear Peter answer. No, ni na sunny, sunny.
And the chains that were on Peter's hand all were broken, and he said, "That just take your clothes and let's go."
Now, many anum Obofo no any Peter ebesene efa macho number 1 macho number 2 macho number 3 omura eye na afi epono nankasa ebiebie omanfo mo nsanka ni nyina no eye mpaye no anuanom no eboye no na edijuma ewo eye efiase honom.
And Peter and the angel walked past all the security guards and all the security gadgets. None of them were able to detect that they were going. And all
Peter,
that was because of the prayer that the brothers prayed.
Aye, Peter say, "Adaya soon."
And it was like a dream to Peter.
Until say, "Opie, look at say, hey, ni chiche mu aye edu ba akono." I say, "Ah, a friend of mine who say, Onyango pon ena ababe yime a free Herod
and self." And it was like a dream to Peter until he got outside and realized that yes, it is the Lord who has sent an angel to come and deliver
me. So how we babe to yen, amane bi babe to yen, or how we amane bi eye or yaw bi babe to yen a, mo ma yen kan en kire ye ho ye ho na ye mo Onyankopon empaye.
So again, when we are faced with challenges, let us tell one another and let us pray to the Lord.
Ye brain tino, enya de a metimi aka ni nyina awie. Na mani age se elders no ma yen ekwan. Now Wednesdays in Sono, your twice war. It's unfortunate, mean to me, a ninja, who sign a year a bray in tea. Now Wednesday,
I'll not be able to finish, but by God's grace, we have Wednesday to finish it. So on Wednesday, we can do the
rest.
I'd like to plead with all of us, that those who can come here, let us come. Those who can join virtually too, let us do so.
There
are so many among us who are sick. Let us continue to remember them in our prayers and pray for them.
Me ba church yi mu efofro no na eye me tie ni anuanom ko eye visitation na we e na eye mo a mo ni nkuma ase no eye comfort no che ya mo friend G sa intensive care unit no em say C5 as e I'm saying D5 into me. D5. Very good. D5. Say I can say you do young could be able to D5 wa. Man in Congo throw wheel.
And when I became a Christian, I used to go on visitation, and we went to visit a sick brother at Confanoche, and the walls are named according to alphabets, and the word D and 5 is a deadly word. When you go there, it means you're going to die.
Enti ne ya de yonko baako ana ye nua baako awo church yi mu akwakoto eye D5 enti akọ after church se akwakọ srano ne abompa ye e de amano.
So we went to visit a brother who had been admitted at D5.
Enti mi nua no me call ye no na ye nipa kuo be se eye edumienu copy me eye edunum ene ye call ho no mo na ye de eye adwomtoo ene mpaibo adwomtoo ene mpaibo adwomtoo ene mpaibo.
We numbered about 15. We went there and we sang and we prayed for the brother.
And
by God's grace, he healed that brother. And what is even better is that some of the people who were in the ward, when they got well, they looked for the church and became members of the church. So prayers can do many things.
Elders, any deacons, any preachers, and so I want pray.
Let us pray for our elders and our deacons and all our leaders. Yes, they pray for us every time, but they need our prayers also.
Again, where so a movie? But a movie out of mommy and my argument to a movie me share a fat preacher be at home.
I also watched a movie about a preacher.
Now, ni na ne say na a sumo tune for our official Ephesians chapter 6. No, there's sumo tune for a be our honomoa, omo ye a ma a guo. Nani omo ye a ni na ne say omo caught and sorry, na preachers no omo cream omo ashe ordomo.
So,
mommy and my am show.
So, there were a group of women in the church, and all that they would do is to go into a church and to destroy the preacher.
Enti sa omo basa na omo to no mo a ene de se enye minti no mba e bia martin ti no mba e na omo ameto martin ti bia wa sori kra ekọ enti so omo to no mo a bo hu ye se omo ani no e yi sa huru na ko wura eye preacher no a o preach no akọ wura na ni sa where you movie.
So for those of you who have been watching the African movies, you know how it is. So this group of women will sit there, they will charm the preachers, they'll become confused. When we close, they will come to them, they are so beautiful, and what happens next, you have to come to me, I'll tell you.
If you see a bomb pie, my president, and I do your becassa, your bomb pie, my cabinet, your bomb pie, my ministers, your bomb pie, my MPs, and so.
Let us pray for our political leaders.
It sounds like Ghana, the economy, and no, I shit, a empire.
We are in very dire economic situation.
Your currency are the weakest in the whole world.
Our currency has been tacked as the worst inflation, in the world.
Your inflation is over 100%.
And we have very high inflation.
Debt to GDP.
And our debt to GDP has gone over 100%.
And Charles say, I know I say at the Amai Empire.
So we are in very, very bad times.
And Timumayamon Payam, my president, and the cabinet.
Let us pray for his cabinet and all political
leaders. atamfo enso.
Let us pray for our enemies too.
Na atamfo ye inverted commas. Enya am robbers ho asem na make. Even church him pokra no uhunu ni ye se enura bi obi ko kan asem bi oh nani enje endi so uhuna no afa hanmo uhuna no afa hanmo mumia mum paye masa enkrofo no.
Let us pray for people that we perceive as our enemies. I'm not necessarily talking about armed robbers or people who are doing bad things.
Me name will be and so you're braiding tea. Elder ATM and I so into me the best you had a more. Now, on your point, I do my Wednesday, you bet for so. Now, ABANA will be ever be striving and a pay. I ain't no edding, a costo, a sum. On your final home, a mine, a subo, a pine so.
I bring my sermon to a close, but if you're here today and you have not given yourself to the Lord, your salvation is so close to you today. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and evil
spirits.
Declare your faith and repent and become a member of this church. And may the Lord give all of us understanding. May the Lord be with us and give us all of us
faith.
Be with us so that we will confess our sins to one another and tell our troubles to one another and pray for one another. May the Lord take away from us all our challenges in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.